Tyler Hill from Danville High School is joining me. Jason Hutchinson is the CEO and president of the Greater Burlington Partnership, and it is our weekly talk about what's going on at the partnership, what's going on in Burlington, what's going on to help promote our community and help promote Southeast Iowa, and that's really the key. Empower you. It certainly has a nice ring to it. Empower. We're not talking about the word empower with an E at the beginning. It's empower you. What is empower you? Let's go to Tyler. Empower you. What is it?
Well, we're just a bunch of high school juniors from the surrounding counties. We represent 14 schools, and we are trying to be the best future leaders we can for our communities. And we're just preparing for that by going around to different towns and sharing our knowledge and taking in new knowledge.
How often do you get together?
On average, it's around once a month, and it's in all different areas. We've been to Keokuk. We've been to Mount Pleasant. So we're all over the place.
Do you all get together at one place? Is
yeah.
that right? Okay. And okay, so you have meetings. So what are your goals? What do you have a mission statement?
Well, our mission statement that we're actually taking to Des Moines later this month at Southeast Iowa Days, we want to have all the police officers in the state of Iowa wearing a body camera so that there's less shady areas in, like, crime, and so we can put away the criminals that need to be away, and then those that are innocent will
all
be
right.
innocent.
All right, so body cameras is one of your major goals, Southeast Iowa Days. Again, it's February 28th and March 1st, and Jason Hutchinson is joining me. Southeast Iowa Days, how many years, do you have any idea how many years Southeast Iowa Days has been a part?
Boy, I really don't, but for a couple decades at least, anyway.
Okay, and you've got, how many people do you anticipate going?
So typically we've got a delegation of about 100 from Southeast Iowa that goes to this, and usually between 60 and 70 adults, and then really the highlight of the program is having the students go along with us as well.
Okay, so you've got students. How many students will be coming or going?
Around 30 from our class.
Okay, so it's a that's a pretty big contingent. That's 30% of your 100 people that you got.
Yes, it is, and it's really the highlight of our group. In most areas around the state, do some sort of lobbying event in on the Capitol Hill in Des Moines every year. But as far as we know, we're the only group that takes high school students with us. And so the great thing is we get a lot of extra attention because legislators from all over the state want to meet this ambitious group of young people.
Ambitious group of young people. I'm talking with Tyler Hill. He's from Danville High School. He's a junior. Tyler, do you have your post high school plans kind of set up?
I want to go to either the University of Iowa or Clark up in Dubuque and study somewhere in science, but I'm not totally sure yet.
Okay, so you're kind of, you really don't need to be sure. I started out on my way to being a lawyer, and this is how I ended up. So. But, in fact, I was still going to be a lawyer till the very end, and I decided to take a year off, and the rest, as they would say, is history. But that's another story. Goals for Southeast Iowa Days. Your body cam, that's your number one. Is there anything else that you're promoting?
Yeah, we have two other groups. So our group of 30 is split into about three groups of 10, and we also want to take up a scheduling reform for high schools. Waco Community School District, they have a 4-in-1 program is what they call it. They only go to school for 4 days a week, and Friday is an optional day for the struggling students to go in and study and pull their grades up. And how they do this is they start a little earlier in the day, but they go to what we know is about 4:30, and then they just have their practices and such after that. So then that extra time allows for them to take Fridays off.
You'd like to see this initiated all throughout the state, is that right?
Yeah, because, well, how we noticed it is since those kids get that optional Friday off, nobody's going to want to go to school that day, so they want to try harder so they don't have to be pulled back into those classes.
Got it. So the incentive is to be, to be academically academically good or academic well or whatever, so you can have Fridays off. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. There's a good. And you said there's another.
The third one is mental health, which is a big issue in the state of Iowa, and we want to stop it at the source. So This group, they want to bring in therapists from the bigger cities where they go to school and put one of them in every single school in Iowa. And how they plan on bringing them from those big cities is offering incentives off of their schooling price. So let's say they got to pay off their student loans for 10 years. The schools could pay off 2 years for them. And that'd bring them out to these small schools.
All right. So helping smaller schools basically have better advantages in terms of recruiting and getting the best teachers, right?
More therapists counselors. Okay. So like if there's a loss in the family or if there's a tragic event around the school, that there's a trained professional there to cope with that.
Okay, to help fund an area that seems to be one of those areas that tends to be cut in a lot of schools. Okay, I got it. And Jason, from the rest of the group, I know, transportation probably is, that you were talking last week, transportation a huge part of the issues here. Improving transportation connections here, that's probably number one. Would that be right?
Well, it's certainly a big issue for us. And, of course, this week in Des Moines ended up being a fairly controversial week. You had the collective bargaining bill that was introduced this week, as well as the minimum wage bill. And so those are things that I assume that we'll talk about when we head to Des Moines later this month as well.
All right. So a lot of things that are on the plate, so to speak, that you'd like to get across. Southeast Iowa, Forgottonia was one of those things. They always say that Illinois was in for, our Western Illinois friends say they're Forgottonia because they were kind of like nobody even knew where they existed. A lot of times I think people here in Southeast Iowa felt the same way. It's like, okay, all these roads that never connect to anything. But
sometimes the further you are away from Des Moines, you feel somewhat left out of the action. So because we have such a strong delegation up there, we make sure and remind them every single year that not only are we paying attention to what's happening in Des Moines, but we want to make sure they hear from us as well.
All right. And if somebody wants, you're looking at 30, the people that are coming, that are going to be going, that are signing up, are you still looking for people?
Absolutely, yes. So it's essentially a two-day event. We start around 11:30 or noon on February 28th, and we wrap up about 11:30 or noon on March 1st as well. So it's really kind of a two-day commitment to come to Des Moines. We'd love to have individuals join us for that effort. And a lot of it is educational, but we also have opportunities to interact with the leadership from both sides of the aisle in both chambers of the House and Senate.
And if they'd like to be a part of this and learn more about it, give you a call?
They can call our office at 752-6365.
All right. Well, it is Tyler Hill from Danville who is on his way to hopefully a successful life, and a lot of other students joining Tyler. Empower You, 30 participants in Southeast Iowa Days coming up February 28th and March 1st, 100 total. Jason Hutchison from the Greater Burlington Partnership. And again, Jason joins us every week, or some representative of the Greater Burlington Partnership joins us every week. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us, and good luck at Southeast Iowa Days.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.